and deliverance. Authority and deliverance. Revelation chapter 12, verse 11. But my out of all of these, I want to lay emphasis on one, which is access to the book. The blood of Jesus provide unto us access to the throne, access to the book. So when the slain lamb of God surrendered himself, he could go straight to the one on the throne, and he took the book. Look at verse 7. And he came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne. So he received the book, and from that moment his name became the Word of God. So in heaven, the name of Jesus is nothing but the Word of God. Let me show you that scripture. I hope I can find it very quickly. The name of Jesus is the Word of God. Look at Revelation chapter 19. Revelation chapter 19, verse 13. Revelation 19, verse 13. The Bible says, and he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood. So when he was slain, he was deep in blood. And at that moment, his name became the Word of God. Are you with me? His name became the Word of God. Revelation 19, verse 13. So he became the book as he took the book. And from that moment, men have access to the secrets that has been hidden. Secret in the book. And don't forget, this book was written inside, outside. Are you with me? Inside, outside. There is the outer part of this book, and there is the inner part. The same thing as we talk about the tabernacle. We talk about the outer part of the tabernacle and the inner part. So on the cross, while Jesus was on the cross, what one of the significant things that happened is that the veil that was covering the inner, the holies of holies, became removed. Are you getting it? So now, by his blood, we have access to the throne. By his blood, we have access to the inner parts of the book. Somebody say louder, amen. So today, I want to focus your attention on what this book that the slain lamb of God has received for you and me. Now quickly look at verse 12. When the book was removed, was taken, and then worship the elders and the angels, they all fell down in their thousands and ten thousands. They fell down to worship. And in verse 12, they were saying with a loud voice, what is the lamb that was slain? So when he received the book, this is what he received. He received seven things. Somebody say seven things. Say louder, say seven things. He received power. Say power. He received riches. Say riches. He received wisdom. Say wisdom. He received strength. Say strength. He received honor. Say honor. He received glory. Say glory. He received the blessing. Shout blessings. Whatever man is looking for, it is not outside of all of these things. Power, riches, glory, wisdom, strength, honor, blessings. It's within the seven. But you see, you will not ask, he has received it. How come we are lacking it? Now, this is what we must do. We must go back into the book that he has received and find from the book what he has received. Are you with me now? So that is why himself, so the book we are talking about now is nothing but the word of God. Amen. Because his name now is what? The word of God. So, but today, what we have as that word is the book, the Bible that we carry, whether on your phone or your book Bible, is the same word, has the same power, have the same revelation, have the same seven things that the Lamb of God has received for us. So Jesus himself show us this in Luke chapter 4, before he began his ministry, even after he has received the Spirit, and by the Spirit was led into the wilderness, and now he has received power from the wilderness and returned to Galilee. You see, and even though he has received in power, yet he knew he need an understanding of the book. Say to yourself, I need understanding of the book that is written concerning me. Say it again. Say, I need understanding of the book that is written concerning me. So Jesus went into church, he went into the synagogue, and he asked for the book, and it was given unto to him the book of prophet Isaiah, which was a revelation and a prophecy concerning his life. So you saw there, Isaiah chapter 60. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, and he has anointed me to do these things. He read it, he closed it, and the Bible says from that moment, all eyes was fasted on him. Listen, until you understand the book concerning your life, your weeping will continue. Did you hear what I'm saying? You know why? We are from heaven. This earth we live in is a strange place. You need the word of God to lighten your path in this world, to understand how you should navigate life. Can somebody, Lydia, can you help me on this? Is it possible? Psalm 119 verse 105. Do you have Message Translation? Message Translation, I know he's saying your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path, but I want Message Translation. Is it possible? Is it possible? Message, do you have message? Okay, while they are searching for it, I know you are trying your best. Thank you. Now, let me read Message. KJV. Can somebody read KJV from the audience? Yes, from the church. Thy word, somebody said, thy word is a lamp unto my feet. You know what lamp does? Atupa. Kolerina 1 kilometer. Have you? Just within a small place. That is what the word does. It will help you to see the immediate of your life. The present, the word will teach you to understand. Go on, please. After being the lamp, the word is a lamp to my feet, yes, and a light. Of course, you know a light can travel far than the lamp. Amen. So the word can be both a lamp and a what, please, and a light. So look at Message Translation. It says, by your word I can see where I am going. They throw a beam of light on my dark path. Can I tell you the truth? Your path is dark without the word of God. It's a word of darkness. Are you listening to me, somebody? So until you receive the book of your life out of the book of the word of God, you will keep crying. John was crying. Or was that not what happened? He saw himself in heaven crying. He was there. He could access the throne, the place of joy. But he found himself crying. Why? The book was closed. Can I pray for you? This day, the book of your life will be open to you. I said the book of your life will be open to you. You will understand what the word of God says concerning you. You see, today, what many of us are carrying as identity is what the world called us, is what people called us, is what situation called us, is what you even think of yourself. No, there is God's thought concerning you. He says, I have a thought towards you. I have a plan for you. They are plan and thought of good, not of evil, to give you an expected end. But you see, you can only find it in the world. So I tell you, until you find it in the book, you will keep crying. And this is what I've come to show you today, that you should desire to study the book. This is the objective of my teaching today. Search the book on a daily basis. Love the scripture. Stay down and eat. Thank God for every other thing the blood of Jesus done for us. But you see, without you understanding that the blood opened the book for you, gave you access to the book, you cannot even find from the book the remaining promises of God. Did you get it? You cannot even assess the remaining blessings and the benefits of the blood of Jesus. So find the book. You know what? For every situation of your life, there is a scripture that is beautiful for it. If you are writing, write it down. For every situation of my life, there is a scripture that is beautiful for it. There is a scripture that is beautiful for every situation that you are going through. There is a scripture. There is a scripture. Now let me quickly show you this. When we don't understand the scripture, what happened? The confusions that happened. And let me bring to us the story that we should familiar ourselves with this time of Easter. In John chapter 20 and then in Matthew chapter 28, the same story. So after Jesus died, and on the third day, of course, when he was on the throne, on the cross, some of his disciples were there secretly, including the Marys. You know, Jesus had many Marys in his ministry. May God give you your own Mary in the name of Jesus. So Mary was there, one of them, Mary Magdalene. And on the resurrection morning, John 20, he came to the grave to come and anoint the body of Jesus with oil because she loved Jesus. But you know what? She was looking for Jesus in the wrong place. She find the grave open. She was confused. She ran to call Peter and John the beloved. They took him
they saw the cross, they don't understand.
They went back home confused. Please, let's go back there. Let's quickly go. John 20. Somebody say with me, Lord, from this day forward, let the word open unto me. Say louder, amen. The first day of the week, cometh Mary Magdalene early, when it was yet dark, what a price she was paid, unto the sepulchre. She see the stone taken away from the sepulchre. She was confused, so she ran it. Came to Simon, another disciple, that is John the Beloved. And what she was saying is, they have taken away the Lord. Is that true? Somebody talk to me. Is that true? Did they take away the Lord? What was her challenge? She didn't understand the scripture. Listen, this is what happened when you don't know the scripture for your situation. You misinterpret everything. Let's read further. They have taken away the Lord. She thought it was the enemy at work. And I tell you, oftentimes God is at work. You think it is the enemy at work. So let's read on. So Peter came, so and the other disciple, and then let me jump to verse 9. So look at what happened. For as yet they knew not the scripture that he must rise again from the dead. They didn't know that he must rise again. So they were all confused. They thought they have kidnapped Jesus. Then the disciples went away again to their own house. They went confused. You know what, church? We can come to church looking for Jesus. But when we don't open our hearts to receive the word of God, we go back home more confused. Did you hear what I'm saying? And then you tell us, into what church you go? Koletele. Kotiye yemi bai. You know, the only problem, you don't understand the word. Don't forget, they were hiding when Mary called them. They were hiding because of the Jews. Now, Mary said, come on, they have taken away the Lord though. And they came, they saw it. And because they don't know the scripture, they were now confused the more. Yeah. How do we do our life like this? But why they went? Look at verse 11. Mary stood. They were all confused. I believe at this time, nobody is talking to another. So by that, worry, the tomb is empty. The body of Jesus is not there. Nobody is talking to another. Did you notice that they didn't tell her we are going home? Let's go. Everybody just left. Confused. That already there is a confusion in the camp of the disciples. Because of what, please? No understanding of the word. So Mary stood. I will wait. Not because she knew Jesus is going to come for her, but she was confused. So look at her in her confusion. What was she doing? She was weeping. Did you see that? So when we don't understand the word of God for our situation, what do you think will happen? We'll be weeping. You will think God has forsaken you. You will think he doesn't have plans for you. You will think he has forgotten you. You will think enemy is prevailing. She keep on weeping, stooped down, looking into the sepulchre. And because she was looking at the wrong place and wrong thing, she was seeing emptiness. Are you with me? Because Christ is no longer there. If they will only remember what you told them, that on the third day, I'm going to rise, meet me at Galilee. Can I pray for somebody today? The promises God has given you in the past that you have forgotten. And now because you have forgotten, you now find yourself in a mess, crying in unbelief, and you are almost losing faith. Today, the Holy Spirit will bring that promise to your remembrance. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. So look at verse 13. So two angels told her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" They don't weep here. Even though this is grave, but this is where Jesus has risen. They don't weep here. Listen, there is a grave where they don't weep. That is where Jesus is. Because his resurrection power is there. Even though people call it grave, they call it hopelessness, but because his resurrection power is there, you don't cry there. There is hope there. There is hope there. There is hope there. Look at this again. Look at verse 14. And when she had thus said, she turned her back and saw Jesus standing and knew not. Please help me to complete it. And knew not that it was Jesus. Can I pray for you? When Jesus is standing, may you know him. When he's speaking to you, trying to reach you in his word, may you know that it is him. In the mighty name of Jesus. Jesus said unto her, What is the question again? Woman, why weepest thou? Can I tell somebody? Is somebody listening to me? Can I shock you? God does not answer our weeping. He answers our faith. He doesn't answer weeping. He answers to faith. Weeping without faith does not move God. Does not get answer from heaven. Because it is not. Because it is not one of the principles that God works with. Weeping is not one of those principles. Faith is one of the principles. Joy is one of the principles. So God is a God of principle. So Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom do you seek here?" And then she's supposing to be the gardener, said unto him, "If you are taking him anywhere, please tell me." At that moment, Jesus called her name, Mary. Today, Jesus will call your name. I said today, somebody under the sound of my voice, Jesus will call your name. Is that in Psalm 45? "I surname you. I know your name. Even though you are walking through dark places, I will bring you out of it. I know your name." Somebody say with me, "God knows my name." He called Mary. And at that moment, because of the relationship that Mary had with Jesus, he could recognize the voice. Rabboni! So when he called your name, do you have that relationship to know that he's the one calling you? Because in life we will have many tribulations. We will go through many stuffs. We will go through many challenges in the hand of men. God worked this thing to prove us most times. But then he says, "Study to show yourself approved, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." Can you please put on the screen 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 15? You have to study. so that you can keep on progressing in this journey. So let me show you something. So go to Matthew. Are you putting on the screen? Yes. 2 Timothy 2:15 says, study to show thyself approved unto God. So to be approved by God, you have to show yourself, you have to show yourself studious. Are you getting it? You study. Let me tell your neighbor, study, so that you can get approval from God. Your somebody is not talking. If your neighbor is not talking, talk to another neighbor. Say, study, so that you can get approval from God, so that God can approve you and approve his plan and purpose for your life. He says, study, show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. So until we study, you see, we will do shameful things. We will misinterpret God's plan and just mix things up. But as we study, we will understand the word of truth and we'll be able to rightly divide them. This is what God wants. This is it. This is it. This is it. Psalm 84 verse 11. He said, no good thing will he withhold from those who walk uprightly with him. The Lord is a sun, is a shield. He will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from those who walk uprightly. From those who walk uprightly. Not just walking with him, but those who walk uprightly. Don't forget the emphasis today. What is the emphasis? Find the truth in the word of God. Are you getting it today? Because the lamb, one of the reasons why he was slain is that he received the book. Are you getting it? Now he gave it to us. He became the word. And he said, read me. Read me, find your destiny. Read me, find your life. Read me, find glory. Read me, find glory. Read me, find glory. Read me, find blessing. Read me, find honor. Read me, find wisdom. Read me, find the seven things that I've received from you. Revelation chapter 5 verse 2. Let me begin to close. Let's look at Matthew's account of that same story in John 20. Matthew 28 now. Matthew 28. Do you understand the word of God at all? So the same Mary here. So Mary came, another Mary to the sepulcher. And when they came, let me jump. The angel, look at verse 5. And the angel answered and said unto the women, fear ye not, for I know that you seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here. They came to the wrong place because they didn't understand the scripture. Because they did not understand the scripture, they came to the wrong place. He's not here for his reason. Look at this. As he has said. Say with me, as he has said. Say it again, as he has said. One more time, say as he has said. Listen, find what he said, and you will find the fulfillment of God's promises for your life. Find what he has said. And then he said to them, come, see the place where the Lord lives. And go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead, and behold, it went before you into Galilee. There shall ye see him. Lo, I have told you. Now look at what happened. And they depart quickly from the sepulchre with fear and with what? Great joy. Now, why are they full of joy? Because they have found the truth. Why are they full of joy? Because they have found the word. When you find the word, you will be filled with joy. When you find the word, you will be filled with joy. When you find the truth of the word of God, you will be filled with joy. I mean with joy. You will even laugh at the devil. How many of you know that devil speaks to us and he uses our mind as the battlefield? How many of you know that? He speaks to us. No, if you don't understand how devil plays game, that the mind of a man is the battlefield. Then you will take that, and then you begin to panic. And then, if you didn't help yourself too much, you have surrounded yourself with the woolies. You understand the woolies now? Do you understand the woolies? Hello, somebody. Do you understand the woolies? Aha. So, and you have the woolies around you. And then after finishing the call with this one, you call another one, you call the next one, you call the next one. For what purpose? You have had. Mama Johnny, only mama ku, the me so pe mama ku, ala tojo meta bayi, ala kala mo la ala ku, ala ku ni mo sha la bayi. But if you understand the word of God, you will laugh at the devil. And you will draw out a word as a sword to deal with that battle. Is somebody getting that? And say, I know better, devil stutter. Shut up. I know better. I know what the word says concerning me, that I shall not die. I will live to declare the word of God. I also know that there is a blood that speaks a better thing than the blood of Abel. He has spoken my life. I also know that by his stripe, I am healed. I won't die of this sickness. And I tell you today, whatever sickness in your body, whatever pain, whether at your back, your leg, your knees, your neck, your shoulder, your chest, the word is powerful enough to deal with any situation. I tell you, there is a scripture that is beautiful for your situation. Find it and find your victory. Find it, find your victory. So when they received this word, they were full of joy. So when you start the scripture and you find the word beautiful for your situation, you'll be filled with joy. Your hope will rise again. You will know that no matter how hopeless the situation may be, there is hope for you. Is somebody blessed today? Did you understand the word of God today? Stand to your feet. And I will give you 5 points about joy now. 5 points about joy. Okay, if you are writing, please quickly write it down. If you are writing, quickly write. Just 5 points. I don't want to touch it before. If you are writing, sit down, quickly write it. Number one, joy is a command in spiritual warfare. Joy is a command in spiritual warfare. Joshua chapter 1, verse 6, verse 7, verse 9. God told Joshua, be courageous. The word courage simply means be joyful. Joy is a command in spiritual warfare. Number two, joy is a strength in spiritual warfare. Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 10. Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 10. Number three, joy is a spirit in winning spiritual warfare. Joy is a spirit in winning spiritual warfare. If you are going to win, you must possess this winning spirit, joy. The spirit of a man is the man. So when you possess a joyful spirit, you have possessed a winning spirit. Number four, joy is a fruit in spiritual warfare. Joy is a fruit in spiritual warfare. Galatians chapter 5, verse 22. Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3 to 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3 to 5. Finally, joy settles and assures victory in spiritual warfare. Joy settles. It settles you and assures your victory in spiritual warfare. Stand to your feet. So what is the word of God telling you today? Find the word and you will find your joy. Did you understand that? Find what, please? The word. And don't forget, the book is already open. The blood of the slain Lamb of God made it possible. And this book is both written inside out. Don't just desire the letter outside. Desire the revelation, the rhema inside. You see, except for the rhema of the word of God, that is why we continue to preach the same
letter, year in, year out, and different revelation. So when you hear of revelation from the scripture, it's not the letter, it's the rhema. It is from the inside of the book. From this day forward, you will be dealing from the inside. I said you will be dealing from the inside, and your joy will be full. Then your joy will be full. Can you just declare this prayer and say, Father, from this day forward, help me to love your word, and I will be dealing from the inside of your word. From the inside, finding joy, joy, joy.